Scribbles, not the kind that wiggle tea that you drink, not scribble, all together in a cottage she calls day.
Tales and Tea with Nanny Bee.
You have arrived. The kettle has boiled, and my neighbor Jules will be here with a story any minute now. Why, who could that be? Hello? Who is it?
Hello, Nanny Bee. It's your neighbor Jules with a story.
Oh, it is. What a pleasant surprise.
And I have more surprises. Today, we have a story about Mousississippi, where the Rat Pack rule and the Mousecapades come to town. What do you think? Are you ready for a story?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, then. The Diary of a Dormouse Detective, adapted for radio.
It's 4 o'clock on a lazy Friday afternoon. Miss Pennywinnie has taken the day off, as I man the shop before the long holiday weekend. It's been a slow week, a slow month, and, if I'm to be honest, a slow year. It's not that the people of Mississippi have stopped lying, cheating, and stealing. It's just that they don't ask questions anymore, now that Rolando and his Rat Pack have moved into town. All of Mississippi is living in fear. They pay the ratty gang a security deposit, as the rats call it, and the citizens can be certain if they don't pay that deposit, they most certainly won't be secure. It's a story we've all heard before. Gangsters running the town with their bats at the ready, ready to smack down any honest mouse that stands up to 'em. Normally I wouldn't care. Live and let live, I say. But that wasn't until a little harvest mouse came through my door. It wasn't always this way. I remember the glory days when Miss Pennywinnie and I set up shop. The place was hopping. Why, in one day alone you could have a case of the messy mouse pad, the case of the third mouseketeer, and the case of the missing Mickey. Yeah, that was one for the books. A little mouse in a dotty red dress and a bow the size of her head walked through these doors. It was love at first sight. She was a little goofy and sometimes daffy, dappy. But she was a doll, you see, with shoes of gold and feet the size of cheese chunks. The kind of cheese that makes a mouse man's heart beat faster. She didn't have a dime to her name, but a doll like that don't need dimes. She got charms, and she charmed the boutonniere right off me. She knew what she was doing when I found her missing Mickey. I was history. Just a means to an end. That was the day I changed my tune from "You've Got a Friend in Me" to "Live and Let Die." Miss Pennywinnie objected, and we settled on "Live and Let Live." But the sentiment remains the same. Detective Donnie Dormouse don't stick his neck out for anyone, dames included, even the ones with feet the size of cheese chunks, especially the ones with feet the size of cheese chunks. That wasn't till the Mousecapades came to town. At 4 p.m. on this lazy Friday afternoon, a little harvest mouse knocked on my door.
Is this the office of Detective Donnie Dormouse? A friend for every mouse, a hero who's on your side?
It used to be, kid. Now it's just Donnie. A detective for every mouse with a bulging pocketbook. A hero only if he has to be.
Well, if it's money you need, I can pay you handsomely.
Then he rolls out this wad of dosh bigger than his body. I've never seen so many cheese strings in one place, and this harvest mouse is speaking my language. So what can I do for you, Mr.
Ignatius Ignacio the Third?
So Iggy it is.
No, it's Ignatius Ig-
Yeah, I heard you, kid. But I don't have the time or the inclination to get my tongue around that whole song and dance each time I refer to you.
Oh, okay, Mr. Donnie. You can call me Iggy, just so long as you call me.
He says with a smile, hoping to break my cold exterior. No joy. I stare blankly.
Right. So I guess I'd better tell you about my case. Why I need a detective?
That's the usual protocol. Continue, Iggy.
Well, I am the only child of the Mousecapade Empire. My father, Ignatius...
Yeah, get where you're going. So your dad, Big Iggy, owns the Mousecapades. The biggest mouse-on-ice extravaganza ever to be seen.
Yes, that's us. Well, that's him. And it was going to be us as soon as I was old enough and he was too old. But the night he told me that I was ready to take over, something he only ever talked to me about, he went missing.
A missing master of the Mousecapades. You got my interest. Actually, had my interest with the cheese strings.
It was only a few days ago. We'd just finished our first show in Mississippi when he called me into his office.
Son,
he said. He talks kind of like that, so he said,
Son, the time has come. You know I've often spoke of you standing in my shoes, taking over as the master of the Mousecapades. Well, the time has come.
Or something like that. I was so excited I hugged him until he made me stop. He likes hugs. He's just not used to them. His father never hugged him, you see, and he's not altogether familiar with hugging protocol. But he likes hugs for sure.
Hug-liking or not, was that the last time you saw him?
Not the very last time. Later that night when I was heading off to bed, he stuck his head, just his head, around my door and said the strangest thing.
Which was?
Oh, yes. Which was, sweet big yellow bus dreams, my little fat rabbit.
Sweet big yellow bus dreams is not your usual sign-off, and little fat rabbit is just plain odd. I mean, you are little, but even I wouldn't call you such a rude name as a rabbit or fat in the presence of a mousette.
That's just it. My father is the kindest mouse ever, and he never says goodnight that way. Usually he comes right up to my bed, kisses his paw, and then passes it onto my forehead. He usually doesn't say much at all. He just looks at me with a gushy smile.
Maybe your old man wasn't alone. Maybe he was speaking in code, a secret message of sorts. We'll start from the very beginning. I'm told it's a very good place to start.
And what beginning would you like, Mr. Donnie? The beginning of the Mousecapades? The beginning of me? The beginning of my father, although I'm not too sure.
No, Iggy. Take me back to the day you arrived in Mississippi. The kid was a bit rusty, but soon got the hang of it. Traveling from place to place meant his life was a bit of a blur. But they had a routine when they'd arrive in a new destination, and that's what he locked on to.
The very first thing we do when we arrive is knock on every neighbor's door with free tickets. We thank them, and we let them know they can call any time if they have any issues.
Sounds to me like you're asking for trouble. People love to complain, and giving them an invitation seems kind of nutty. And you thank them as well? Thank them for what? Buying a house near an ice skating rink? Living in a town you were invited to come to?
My father always says, it's easier to shake the hand of friendship than the fist of conflict.
Sounds like mumbo jumbo to me, kid, but keep going. What did you do next?
Well, we go to the hospitals and set up live video links. Then we go to the orphanage and...
Let me guess. More free tickets.
Exactly. Father says, a small step of kindness is a big leap towards friendship.
Your pop has a lot to say.
He does. On our way to the orphanage, he was telling me all about his very first Mousecapade, when his star performer, Lady Rara, left the bag with her skates on a big yellow bus, number 42. Oh, he thought that was funny, as her very first ice dance was to a song called 42nd Street. Get it? Bus 42 and 42nd Street?
I get more than that, Iggy. What was it your pop said when he wished you goodnight? Sweet big yellow bus dreams?
Yes, sir.
I think we're on to something, kid. Tell me more about your day.
Well, we stopped for lunch at Mimi's Diner. Father had her tuna salad special, and I had my favorite, macaroni and cheese. I know their powdered, strangely orange cheese is an illusion, but boy, it sure tickles my whiskers.
The kid goes on telling me how his pop tipped Mimi generously. Something about being generous today is a cheap price to pay for a friendship tomorrow. Any more stories from your old man?
I don't think so. After lunch, we got the props unloaded from the truck and took an inventory of the costumes, then had the team talk. That's all.
Team talk, huh? I suspect your pop had some more of his sayings to throw around.
Oh, no. He's pretty quiet in team talk. That's when the cast and crew talk about how they're feeling, what's on their mind.
A good old moan session, I imagine.
Actually, they spend a lot of time praising each other. Oh, there was a funny story. Pico, the stagehand, was talking about what a quick thinker Lady Rara is. How when Pico gave her marshmallows when she needed snowballs for her big I Can Build a Snowman finale.
The kid went on to explain how Lady Rara made them into mini snowmen, then got the crowd to their feet, singing the last line as a chubby bunny with her cheeks filled with marshmallows, a game I know well. Lady Rara had earned my respect, but we were no closer to solving our case until...
When I was little, I couldn't say chubby bunny, so I called the game Fat Rabbit.
The chubby bunny!
Okay, I'm not stuck on Fat Rabbit. I mean, most people call it chubby bunny, so I'll...
I think you've done it, kid. I say with no further explanation. I run to my scooter. The kid follows. I have a hunch and need some lunch. So what better destination than the chubby bunny on, you guessed it, 42nd Street? Rumor has it Rolando and his rat pack use it as their hangout. No respectable citizen of Mississippi would go in there. Luckily, I'm not a respectable citizen. We arrive to find the door locked and a note, out to lunch. Peculiar time for an eating establishment to close, but it is a peculiar place. A respectable citizen would leave it at that and walk away. I go around the back. Their voices, angry ones, and a muffled sound.
Boss, can't you stop him?
One of the rat pack whines.
Stop what? He's gagged, you fool.
Rolando spouts.
Yeah, but he keeps trying to extend a hand of friendship. See, there, his little paw stretched out.
The rat's right. Even in peril, Iggy Sr. is reaching out, trying to make friends with his enemies. Something in me snaps. It breaks me. My eyes start leaking. Iggy assures me this is natural. They are called tears, apparently. The thugs continue.
All you had to do was pay the security deposit. That's how we do business here in Mississippi.
I find myself jumping in the middle of them, and then even worse, shouting out, "Not anymore, rat bait!" In all honesty, things get a bit fuzzy. I find an inner strength I didn't know I had. The mini ninja within gets out and makes ratatouille of the entire gang. Before I know it, the coppers arrive. They finally catch the rat pack in the act and take them away to a very bad place for a very long time. Meanwhile, little Iggy is hugging on Big Iggy, and he seems to understand hugging protocol just fine. I guess I ought to go see their show, considering they gave me free tickets and all. Apparently it's titled, You've Got a Friend in Me. Figures. This is Detective Donnie Dormouse signing off for now. The end.
Oh, thank you, Jules. You know, I saw that version of the Mousecapades, and it was simply riveting.
How do you get invited to a show like that?
Oh, I know creatures who know creatures.
And why doesn't that surprise me? I can't wait to chat with you again next week when I return for more Tales and Tea.
Go to nannybee.com.
Go there to find out about all our episodes. You can like or follow us on iTunes or Spotify, and get in touch if you'd like to be on the show.
Go on and leave a message for Nanny Bee, and you might be on the show.
This has been a Toad and Hole production for nannybee.com.